Asian carp are an ecological threat moving their way closer to Lake Erie. They eat a lot, they rapidly reproduce, and they cause all sorts of problems for the native species. Right now, the Asian carp, specifically the bighead and silver species, are in rivers, working their way north, and the best way to protect the Great Lakes is to protect their gateways. The Great Lakes Commission is mainly concerned with the Chicago area water system, identifying that as a high-risk pathway. But Ohio officials are working to defend three passages that pose a risk in the Buckeye State: Portage Lake and Little Kilbuck Creek in northeast Ohio, and Grand Lake St. Mary's in northwest Ohio.
Those are of concern because they represent areas that are connections between the Ohio River, where Asian carp are starting to move into, and Lake Erie. So we do not want bighead and silver carp to be able to breach those gaps and move into Lake Erie.
Rich Carter is the executive administrator for fish management and research for the state. He says protecting Lake Erie is important, especially for Ohio anglers.
These fish, again, they're food chain disruptors, so they have the ability to outcompete our native fish and, you know, our walleye and our yellow perch and smallmouth bass, basically outcompete the young of those fish, so they could diminish the populations of those fish.
So what can be done to defend these gateways? At Little Kilbuck Creek, the state is working with local soil and water conservation groups and the federal government to close the connection between the Ohio River and Lake Erie. As for Portage Lakes, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently performing an engineering evaluation. The same type of evaluation is in the preliminary stages at Grand Lake St. Mary's. This study will determine the best course of action to disconnect the waterways. The Great Lakes Commission says proposing to close the Chicago area water system has created some controversy. However, Carter says defending the gateways in Ohio has not garnered any pushback. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.